Theater 5 presents Lorna is a Strange Child.
Okay, I'm trying to teach an English literature class here, so let's keep the noise down to a dull roar. Now, that's a little better. Now, let's get back to those 19th century British poets. And that'll be enough of that. Oh, hello.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, may I help you? Are you a new student?
I'm a new student.
Oh, may I see your card, please?
My card?
Your schedule of studies. Don't you have one?
Oh, no, sir.
Oh. Well, you see, every new student must register with Mr. Greeley, the principal, and get a schedule.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Well, really, Miss...
My name is Lorna.
Lorna what?
That's not important.
All right, now, quiet. Well, Lorna, I'm Mr. Gregory.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Gregory. I shouldn't have come here... I'm not like the others.
Hey, take it easy. Hey, come back here. I'll tell you what, Lorna. Why don't you sit in on class, and then at the end of the period, I'll have one of the other girls take you down to Mr. Greeley's office.
Oh, yes, I'd like that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, now. Now, to return to those poets. Think. Now, surely one of you... Look, we all feel emotions. Hate, elation, fear, joy. Well, good poetry is nothing more than emotions put into words. Now, sometimes the words are silly and sometimes they're sublime. Now, all I want you to do is choose one poetic phrase which illustrates an emotion that you've once felt.
May I, Mr. Gregory?
Why, yes. Go ahead, Lorna.
Well... My soul hath been alone on a wide, wide sea. So lonely 'twas that God himself scarce seemed there to be. That's by Coleridge.
And why did you choose that, Lorna?
Because that's the way it's always been with me. That's why I had to come out today. I had to... No matter what the consequences are.
You wanted to see me, Ed?
Yes, Mr. Greeley. It's about that new girl.
Oh, what new girl?
Well, I sent her down to register with you after the third period this morning. Lorna somebody.
Well, nobody registered today.
Oh, but she must have. A beautiful, dark-haired girl, about 16... Very shy and sensitive.
What are you talking about?
Well, I... Nothing, Mr. Greeley. I must have made a mistake.
Oh, Anne.
Oh, gee, Mr. Gregory, I'm rushing for the last bus home.
Look, didn't you take Lorna to Mr. Greeley's office as I asked you?
Lorna? Oh, yes. What a creep. We got to his door and she started getting very nervous. She wouldn't go in.
But what happened to her?
She hung around all day. She's in your homeroom now. Gee, Mr. Gregory, that bus...
All right, sure, Anne. Go ahead.
Good night, Mr. Gregory.
Good night. Lorna? Why are you sitting back there alone? And why didn't you register today, Lorna?
I couldn't. I was afraid.
We have to know more about you, Lorna. First, where do you live?
Out in the country.
Lorna, this is a rural school district. It takes in almost 100 square miles. Everything's out in the country. Do you live on a farm?
No. In a house. Way, way off the main road. In the back hills. You wouldn't know where it is.
Well, maybe I would. I do a lot of hunting.
Well, I live with my mother and father, and you see, they don't know I'm here. They'd be very angry if they did.
Why?
Because they... You know something? I walked all the way here this morning.
Walked? Well, why didn't you take a school bus? One of them must pass near your home.
I didn't know what a bus was.
What?
Well, you see, I've never been allowed out of the house until today. My family says I'm a strange child. Ever since I can remember, I've heard them say, Lorna is a strange child. Oh, they've been very good to me. I can have anything I want. And they've taught me themselves. They're both brilliant. And I'm very proud of them. I love them very much. But, oh, I don't know. I was so lonely that, well, this morning I slipped out while they were sleeping. You see, it wasn't so bad when I was little. There was mother and father, and sometimes one of their associates would drop by. And father would bring me pets to play with and keep me company. Small animals, you know. But they never lived long. And then I'd be alone again. But it wasn't bad, really. But now I've grown up. And there's so much, so very much inside of me. And I want to meet other people. I have to meet other people, girls and boys my own age. You know?
Lorna, I'd like to meet your family.
No. Oh, no. It was a mistake to come here. My mother and father are right. I am strange. I don't belong
now,
here.
Now, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Home.
Are you going to walk?
No, no. I'll ride on the bus.
Well, the last bus is gone.
Gone? Oh, it can't be. I've got to be home by 6:32.
Why, that exact time?
Oh, I've got to go, please.
All right. I'll drive you.
No, no, you can't.
Oh, Lorna, don't be silly.
Would you promise not to ask any more questions? Would you promise to let me off at the gate and not try to meet my parents?
All right, Lorna. It's a promise. Boy, I'll say this is a back road, if you can call it a road.
Oh, my father likes it this way. No one ever uses it except us.
I see. You want the radio on again?
Oh, no, thank you.
I thought a teenager couldn't live without rock and roll.
Oh, I don't hear much music, except when my mother and father play. My father plays the violin beautifully, and my mother accompanies him on the piano. Oh, there, up ahead. You see, those are the gates to my house.
Those? They look as if they haven't been open in years. Where's the house?
Back there.
Where?
You promised not to ask questions.
Well, I know, but I...
Oh, it's almost time. 6:32. I've got to get back. Well, thank you for the ride, and good night. But,
Lorna... I'll be... Huh. 6:30. Hope she makes it. Funny. So believe it or not, literature can be interesting. Now, poetry isn't all just dry words, and once you get used to the different... Oh, Lorna.
Oh, no, not again.
Now, quiet, everybody, please. Well, I'm glad to see you again, Lorna. Do you have your schedule today?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, she's
Lorna!
Gregory, look, she's covered with scratches and bruises, and she's so pale.
Here, Mike, Bill, help me take her down to the infirmary.
Sure, Mr. We'd better call the police.
Well, can't we hold off until she regains consciousness? Now, the girl is obviously on the verge of a collapse. The police might frighten her.
Who on earth is this child? Excuse me. Oh, yes, Mrs. Parker. What? She what? I see. Yes, Mrs. Parker, I realize it wasn't your fault.
A school nurse?
Bad business, Ed. The girl came to while Mrs. Parker was calling the doctor. She ran out of the building and disappeared. Now, who is that child, anyway?
I don't know, Mr. Greeley. But I'm certainly going to find out. And I guess it's something I have to do alone. What's that? Who is that? Who's there?
It's me, Mr. Gregory. Lorna.
Lorna, what are you doing in there in the brush?
I saw you coming from the house. I sneaked around from the back to warn you.
Now, you just tell me what this is all about.
Please, what are you doing here at this time of day?
Oh, I came as soon as I could. I had a play rehearsal after school.
But you shouldn't be here. You promised. Go. Please, get away from here.
Look, I'm going to bang this knocker until someone answers or this old house falls down.
No, you've got to go. Get away before it's too late. Please.
Lorna?
How do you do?
Father. Father, you mustn't see him.
Are you Lorna's father?
Yes. And you would be Mr. Gregory, the teacher. Lorna's told me all about you.
Run. Run, Mr. Gregory, please.
Lorna. You must excuse my daughter, Mr. Gregory.
Do we have a visitor, my dear?
Oh, yes, darling. Lorna's friend, Mr. Gregory.
Leave him alone, both of you. You've got to run away, Mr. Gregory. Please.
There, child. Calm yourself.
I'm sorry, Mother.
My poor, poor baby.
Well, I'm sorry if Lorna has caused you any trouble, Mr. Gregory.
Yes, I hope she hasn't terrified you with those terrible stories she makes up about herself.
You see, Lorna is a strange child, and it's not safe for her to go out into the world. She becomes upset.
It's not safe. It's just not safe, is it, my baby?
You know, last night, when she came home, she locked herself in her room and inflicted those awful bruises on herself.
Lorna, is this true?
Yes.
But why?
Because I'm bad sometimes. I'm not like the others, and I don't want to be like the others. Sometimes I can't help it. I have to punish myself.
Oh, my child, my poor, poor baby.
Thank you for your concern, Mr. Gregory. But as you can see, our Lorna needs special care. Care that we can provide. Good evening, sir.
Wait. Maybe this is none of my business, but I am concerned about Lorna. Maybe I can help.
Help?
Help you to help her. If you don't mind, I'd really like to talk about this.
No, no, please.
Hush, child, hush. Well, you are persistent, Mr. Gregory. Well, very well, since it is your request, won't you step inside?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a lovely old house.
Well, thank you. We like it.
It must be an antique lover's delight.
Well, these are the original furnishings. This house goes back to before the Revolutionary War. You must excuse the candles and the oil lamps. You see, they haven't gotten around to running power lines out this far.
Yes, it certainly is secluded.
It suits our needs perfectly. You see, my wife and I are both scholars, and we love our research. That is why we isolate ourselves and see so little of the outside world.
But Lorna...
Lorna has been educated far better than most children her age. Over there, do you see that library? She has complete access to it, and she knows how to use it.
Sir, a child needs more than an education. She needs companionship, friends of her own.
Lorna wouldn't be able to cope with such things. Perhaps someday she will change and there will be a darker future for her.
Darker?
Oh, did I say darker? I meant, of course, brighter. We still have hope for her, but until such a time comes, she needs quiet, seclusion.
Oh, but surely something can be done now in psychiatric care and guidance.
That
Mr. Gregory would like to stay for supper. We can discuss Lorna's problem.
Oh, that's a splendid idea. Would you care to?
Well, thank you. I'd be delighted.
Fine. Now, the dining room's right ahead. I hope you don't mind eating by firelight. There's still a chill in the air.
Oh, not at all. Oh, what a beautiful old fireplace.
What is it, Mr. Gregory?
Those portraits over the mantel. Yes. The man and woman in colonial dress. They look just like you both.
Our ancestors. They built the house over 200 years ago.
Don't tell me George Washington slept here.
No, he didn't.
I'm quite certain that this is one place that George Washington didn't sleep.
Huh? Where's Lorna?
She's having dinner in her room. She's too upset to join us. Please, sit down.
Thank you. There's only one place set.
We don't dine until much later.
You must forgive us, Mr. Gregory. We do keep strange hours. Please, Mr. Gregory, have some more.
Oh, no, thank you. It was delicious, but it's getting late. And I think we ought to talk about Lorna.
Ah, yes. I'd almost forgotten. Oh, would you care for some Madeira? I guarantee it's the prize of my cellar.
No.
I beg your pardon, dear?
I'm sure Mr. Gregory doesn't drink.
No, on the contrary. Even a schoolteacher can appreciate good wine. Thank you.
But...
Darling, pour the wine. There we are. To Lorna, Mr. Gregory?
To Lorna. That is good. Now, the first thing I noticed about your daughter was...
Is something wrong?
Aren't you drinking?
Oh, I know. I'm not, am I?
Why aren't you drinking? Why don't you answer? The wine. There was something in it. I've been drugged. I can hardly move.
Yes, Mr. Gregory. The wine is drugged.
Got to get out. Can't move.
There now. He's about ready, wouldn't you say?
We shouldn't. He's a friend of Lorna's.
Since when has that made a difference?
Yes, I know, but the others were only small animals.
Just remember, he asked for it. Oh, besides, he is right here. And look, the weather has turned foul. I certainly don't relish going out tonight. Do you?
What do you want with me?
Will you loosen his collar, dear, or shall I?
Oh, I'll take care of it, darling. There we are. What lovely tie, Mr. Gregory.
Your hands are so cold.
Yes.
Cold.
I guess my hands are cold. An unfortunate aspect of our condition.
Condition?
Well, surely you guessed by now. Let me see, how can I explain it?
If you haven't guessed, I'm afraid you're in for a bit of a shock.
Oh, darling, what is that awkward word those sensational fiction writers use to describe our kind?
The undead.
Yes, the undead. That is what your kind call us. Now, my dear. I'm truly sorry, Mr. Gregory, but if you remember, I tried to prevent your getting involved with Lorna, and consequently with us. Now, even though we love Lorna very much, we realize she is strange. To our way of thinking, very strange. You see, she is human.
The Theater 5 has presented Lorna is a Strange Child, written by Romeo Muller, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Rosemary Rice, Stan Watt, Abby Lewis, Maurice Tarplin, John Seymour, and Dulcie Jordan. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlasdotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.